The late Paul Bartel was a prolific independent film director who made Eating Raoul and other movies known for their dark humor. His last film, Shelf Light, was critically acclaimed, but never distributed. The movie's premise, three siblings growing up in a bomb shelter, is resonating with audiences who are sheltering in place because of the coronavirus pandemic. As WBGO's John Kalish reports, after sitting on a shelf for a quarter century, the film is about to have a new life.
Shelf Life begins with the St. Cloud family descending into its underground bomb shelter on the day in 1963 that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. But after that brief scene, the rest of the film is essentially a day in the life, 30 years later, of the three eccentric St. Cloud siblings.
Want to play plates and dogs? Ballerinas?
Ballerinas! Ballerinas. Oh, no! Medical update? That always ends in tears. How about climb every mountain?
Monsters who cheat.
No.
Their parents have passed away, so Tina, Pam, and Scotty only have each other. They have no contact with the outside world other than a TV set with intermittent reception. Shelf Life began as a stage play created by the actors. Andrea Stein plays the eldest sibling, Pam St. Cloud.
I think we were quite taken with the idea of, what if we were sequestered? What do people do when they don't have outside influences and they are forced to create a life and a culture and relationships? And what if these were kids who eventually grew up without their parents?
In 1992, director Paul Bartel caught the very final performance of the Shelf Life play and immediately proposed making a movie out of it. When the film was released in 1993, it was rejected by the Sundance Film Festival, a major disappointment for Bartel, who had served on Sundance juries. Variety called Shelf Life Bartel's best directing to date, but he couldn't find anyone to distribute it.
When I presented it to distributors, the general consensus was that it was very interesting, but much, much too unusual, that there was no way to market it.
Actor Jim Turner played Scotty St. Cloud. He says the fact that the movie doesn't have a typical three-act structure bugged a lot of people.
This is a day in the life of these kids / adults. You need to just go, okay, I'm along for the ride. Let's watch it.
We are dancing slave maidens.
Rolling, 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 roll away the stone. I am the Pharaoh Ken.
Shelf Life would have likely remained on the celluloid scrap heap had not a Paul Bartel fan stumbled onto it in 2017. Alex Mechanic got his hands on a VHS copy of the film.
I found the bootleg on this weird German website. I watched it alone in my apartment and just immediately fell in love with it.
Mechanic says he fell in love with the performances of the three actors and the wacky characters they had created. He screened Shelf Life for a group of 20 and 30-something Hollywood creatives with two of the actors in attendance. They decided that more people needed to see the film.
Welcome! How's everyone doing today?
In 2019, sold-out screenings of Shelf Life were held in Los Angeles, New York, Toronto, and Seattle. 29-year-old Elle Fried attended the Seattle screening and then watched Shelf Life again this spring when the Northwest Film Forum streamed the film because of the pandemic. She says the film's absurdist humor appeals to people her age, especially during the current political and historical moment.
I think that it's absolutely prescient. We're stuck in houses for an indefinite amount of time. We are living in this crazy, just surreal world.
Actor Olan Jones, who plays Tina St. Cloud, thinks there's another reason why the film's characters appeal to audiences who are sheltering in place.
Even though we're confined, we are just like free to do whatever and to play and to make each other be different things. I think that's what resonates with people.
The actors who created Shelf Life and Paul Bartel's family are close to signing a deal with a company that plans to release the film as a DVD and stream it. The American Cinematheque, which operates the famed Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, will stream Shelf Life sometime in July. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.
And now, for one night only on our stage, we're proud to present Tina, Pam, and Scotty.
The arousing!
The amazing!
The incontinent, etc., etc., always delightful St. Clouds.